Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here's your closing bell brief for Tuesday, June 28th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. A drop in consumer confidence sent U.S. stocks sharply lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 491 points, or about 1.5%, to close at 30,497. The S&P 500 was down almost 79 points, or 2%, and the Nasdaq finished 343 points lower, or about 3%. Stocks were higher earlier in the day, but they turned negative after data from the Conference Board showed the consumer short-term outlook for the U.S. economy dropped to its lowest point in nearly a decade. Consumer confidence also fell for a second consecutive month as Americans continue to deal with the impact of high prices and rising interest rates. Consumer discretionary stocks led the S&P 500 lower following the consumer confidence reading. Nike was among the day's biggest losers, falling 7% after the sneaker maker reported quarterly sales that were roughly flat and a decline in earnings. Big tech stocks also sold off. Apple and Microsoft each declined roughly 3%, while Google parent Alphabet fell about 3.5% and Amazon fell 5.1%. The S&P 500's energy sector, though, was the only group of stocks to finish in positive territory. Diamondback Energy added 4.4%, and shares of Occidental Petroleum rose 4.8%, as a filing showed that Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway added to its holdings in the energy company, lifting its stake to 16%. Oil prices climbed as investors considered what China's loosening of COVID-19 restrictions could mean for global economic growth. Brent crude, the international benchmark for oil prices, rose 2.5% to $117.98 a barrel. And travel stocks also got a lift following the news from China. Wynn Resorts gained 3.2%, and Las Vegas Sands rose about 4%. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.